Jim Brogan joins me on the Triple H Radio Experience. Before we get to your phone calls, always great to check in with our financial. Can I call you a guru, Jim Brogan?
Well, I guess it depends on the topic.
How about my friend Jim Brogan, a guy who helps people make the most of their finances and their future? Thank you for joining us today.
It's my pleasure.
2022 was kind of a difficult year for investments. What would you say was most unusual about last year?
The single most unusual thing is that both stocks and bonds were down substantially. It was the second worst year for a traditional 60-40 portfolio, meaning where somebody had 60% of their money in stocks or stock funds and 40% in bond funds. That's a very common mix that we see a lot. Second worst year since the Great Depression, because stocks were down 18% and bonds were down 13%. And, of course, the reason for that is the increasing interest rate environment led to bond prices going down substantially and created tremendous uncertainty in the stock market. And so it led to a tremendous amount of volatility. And there continues to be some apprehension and unease and unpredictability about what the Fed's going to do with interest rates. But ultimately, that's what drove things last year primarily.
So as you look out to 2023, we're in the first month of a brand new year. As you're talking to people throughout the community, what's the vibe for 2023?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, Halloran, because I was reading some different things online over the last week or two about, is investor sentiment better? You know, are people getting more confident? I don't see that. You know, with what I see on a day-to-day basis, with my own practice, when I speak throughout the community, people are just nervous about the economy. They're still nervous about inflation and where interest rates are headed. They're not pleased with the makeup in Washington with all the fighting and the bipolar nature of it. People are just kind of frustrated and still feel very apprehensive about things.
Let's look at some of the major issues. I know there's a lot of buzz and talk about, here we go again with this debt ceiling issue. What's your take on that? Pretty big one, huh?
I think this is a big issue, Halloran. You know, it's interesting because we hit the debt ceiling Thursday of last week, and there's been very, very little in the media about hitting the debt ceiling. Now, when this happened in 2011, full-blown coverage. Yeah, it was just full bore because nobody knew what would happen. I'm very concerned about how that plays out this year in terms of how it affects the day-to-day mechanisms of the market and the economy. We have a divided Congress, just like we did in 2011. The Republican Party, which has the House, is very narrowly getting the House, and they're divided within their own party, as they were in 2011. And with all the other issues, with the inflationary issues and how much is it going to come down, will the Fed keep raising rates? I think it's a big issue. Now, ultimately, the process we go through to get to the debt ceiling being solved is what is going to create, to me, probably a tremendous amount of chaos. But the bottom line is we kind of know what the finish line is going to look like. I mean, they're going to raise the debt ceiling, right?
Right.
It may be painful getting there, but they're going to do it. They're not going to allow the U.S. Treasury to default on all its obligations. So it's just the process getting there might be painful. And so I would encourage people to not worry too much about the day-to-day movements and all the sensationalism in the media, because as we get closer to this summer, you know, the Treasury's just kind of moving things around in their cash flow right now to be able to pay their bills. But when we get closer to that ending this summer, I think this is going to blow up in the press. The Republican Party can't agree on what to do. The Democrats aren't going to want to cut spending. So I would just kind of not watch the news too much, to be quite frank, because we know the finish line, what will happen.
Before I let you get away today, what are you recommending that investors do? How should we be thinking? How should we be acting as investors?
That's a great question, Halloran. It reminds me this time of year, we get a lot of people making predictions. What's going to happen in 2023? And it's interesting because I was reviewing a Bloomberg tweet from a year ago about what the market would do in 2022. And it interviewed four financial firms, and they were all pretty much optimistic. They ranged from the worst case scenario of about 7.5% decline in the market to a best case scenario of maybe close to 12% increase. The S&P 500 last year, Halloran, the index was down 19.5%. Predictions are pretty worthless in the short term. The only thing that works, in my view, over time, it's the value of consistency and discipline. I think that following a consistent, disciplined investment process leads to better outcomes. And what it allows us to do, I mean, we know that markets are unpredictable, and we know that markets can be very, very volatile. When you have a good, disciplined process and plan in place, you know, even if you don't know what will happen in the future, you can trust that your plan and your investment process has a plan for how to respond, because those things have already been kind of covered up front. It shouldn't surprise us when markets get chaotic and volatile. So we plan for it now, and then we maintain discipline. That's really the key.
All right, you've got a couple of classes coming up in February, correct? Before you get away, remind us about how people can sign up for your classes.
Yeah, the next class, the University of Tennessee has their class, Financial Survival for Retirement. It's a two-night class on February the 2nd and the 9th, and I cover seven main topics. You can go to the website, financialsurvivalforretirement.com. You can download the syllabus, and you can click to register with the University of Tennessee. Now, the rest of my spring schedule, Halloran, is at my website. If you go to broganfinancial.com, you can click on classes.
All right, Jim Brogan, we hear you on Saturday mornings as well, More Living. So always a pleasure and honor to have you on the broadcast, sir.
Thank you, Halloran. Great to talk to you this year.